Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I thought you were going to start with Vicki Lawrence.
This is Vicki Lawrence.
Oh, yeah, sure it is.
This is a pretty obscure Aerosmith song, isn't it?
Oh, no, it's not.
This isn't one of the big hits.
Ken?
This is huge.
How big?
Steven Tyler in the news this week, officially signed with Big Machine Label Group.
So
following
cool.
news of a new solo album
yeah.
and a surprise appearance at the Grand Ole Opry. Steven Tyler at the Grand Ole Opry?
Ooh. He actually was hanging out the last Country Award show. I don't remember which one it was, but he was actually there hanging
really?
Out. So this has been in the works, I think, for a while. It's funny how inclusive country music has become
yeah.
as far as different types of acts that are kind of welcomed in. But I think this is great. Big Machine, I mean, that's a big record label in country music.
You know what's interesting is the fact that, Jen, you don't, I guess, identify with the song when you think Aerosmith.
Yeah.
And to see
but
Steven Tyler.
But I'm also
Tyler,
a little younger. This is
well,
probably one of the older
okay,
ones.
Okay, so there's two Aerosmiths. There's the early Aerosmith, and then there's the Janie's Got a Gun
this
Aerosmith.
This is the one I know. This
sure.
is like the monster.
Dude
hit.
Walks like a lady. You know, so Aerosmith was together for 8 or 10 years. Then they fell apart because they were all druggies. And then they got back together, and then they had their kind of their second. And the second Aerosmith was nothing like the first Aerosmith. Two totally different bands.
Right.
And then now you've got Steven Tyler going, you know, I've done this, I've done that, now I want to do something different, and getting into the country genre. And it's really interesting to see
he's
going to
do Southern rock, like Kid Rock
sure.
does, and I think that's going to be really cool.
Yeah, it'll be very cool.
He sold 150 million records with Aerosmith. Grammy Awards up the yin-yang, American Music Awards, Billboard Music Awards, Emmy Award, inducted into the Songwriter Hall of Fame a couple of years ago, earned number 9 number one hits over his career. So he's with Big Machine Label Group that has, let's see here, Taylor Swift in it, Tim McGraw, Reba McEntire, Rascal Flatts, Florida Georgia Line, the band Perry, and some others that Jennifer really likes.
I guarantee, I'm with Jennifer. He becomes Kid Rock, too.
Yeah.
Really? Does he?
And I think
yeah.
he'll be great at it.
Yeah, he'll be very good at it.
All right, so let's change the pace here a little bit.
That's a night that the lights went out.
Oh, I got whiplash.
Steven Tyler and yeah. Vicki Lawrence in the same sentence. I love it.
Vicki Lawrence got her number one single this week in 1973 with The night the lights went out in Georgia at the top of the pop charts. She'd become well known as the comedian who played Eunice's mother on the Carol Burnett Show.
God, what a funny skit.
Yeah. And never,
Mama.
You look at her, you wouldn't yeah. have thought this would be a song that would come out of her, in fact. But I remember playing this as a jock, and it was one of those stories. Like the ode to, it started with the ode to Billy Joel. Billy Joel.
Billy
Joel.
Him too.
Hey, I'm the piano man. He was the piano man.
Okay, I have a trivia question for you guys.
Okay, go ahead.
Quick one.
Yeah.
Do you know who redid this song?
Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia? Some country artist.
Who? It's a question.
Taylor Swift.
No.
Any other guesses from the Peanut Gallery?
Jessica Simpson.
She's not a country artist.
Yes, she is.
Yeah,
is she really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
oh.
She is now. No, Reba McEntire redid this.
Oh,
okay.
That would fit. Yeah. This would fit into her style.
It was a great, she did a great yeah. remake of it.
Speaking of Jessica Simpson, did you see that her brand for her clothing is worth
$1 billion
yeah. a year?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Wow.
Good for her.
Good
Richie,
Lord.
Our video of the day today is from Netflix, poking fun at Apple with their new product, the Netflix Watch.
Have you ever wondered what total freedom looks like? Meet the Netflix Watch. It's the vast world of Netflix right on your wrist.
I love it when people make fun of the Apple commercials because they're so identifiable. But yeah, you got to go to the site and see it.
Right. All right. So that's our video of the day. A lot of good videos this week at DougStephan.com. 28 past the hour.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Olympian's long jump of 29 feet, 2.5 inches won him a gold medal in 1968, shattering the previous mark by 2 feet. His feat remains an Olympic record to this day.
Here he goes for his opening leap. Oh, it's an enormous one. My goodness me, it's an enormous one.
So where is Bob Beamon now? Bob's name became an adjective, Beamon-esque, referring to spectacular feats of athleticism. Bob worked as an athletics administrator at both Chicago State and Florida Atlantic. Today, he's CEO of the Art of the Olympians Museum, which collects paintings and sculptures by Olympic athletes. And what does Bob think about athletes who want to break his Olympic record?
I really enjoyed sitting back with my light beer from Miller and watching him try.
Bob, still beaming after a few beers. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. When our fearless leader surmised the world was running out of oil, speed limits are shifting. Will this make our interstates any safer? Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. For decades, since cages were locked bumper to bumper doing 55 miles an hour, cars have evolved to be way more efficient. Gas plunged. Interstate cagers nationwide are pushing 10 over, not 5, with Western states leading the way. Idaho and Wyoming popped 80. Montana considering 85. A 40-mile run of toll road Texas Highway 130 posts 85 straight through. Interstates are close to requiring the motorcyclist to purchase an overdriven 6-speed motorcycle transmission. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.